Okay.
Wait, quiet. Hey everybody, this is Miles Tidal from Static Radio.
Hey,
very
Miles.
Special night tonight. Hello,
oh, yeah,
Bob. Very special night tonight. We're doing a three-way tonight.
Yeah, the problem with that is that it's I wasn't necessarily aware of this ahead of time, and so therefore it's a bit of a sneak in the back door three-way, if you know what I'm talking about.
It's a sausage fest tonight. We have a special guest on tonight.
And who would that be, Miles?
We have Byron Duddle.
Hello.
Hey, Byron.
Hello.
And Byron is the bassist for a band.
That's right.
The Gunk UK. Is that right?
Uh-huh. That's right.
G-U-N-K space UK.
That's right.
That's right. Okay, so far so good.
Ah, the Gunk UK. Okay. I just listened. Oh, I wish I would have been prepped because... you got a Christmas song I just listened to recently. We could have actually played that. Oh, well. That's all right.
Oh.
Well, we'll just start over. We'll just stop the whole show and start over.
No, that's okay.
Let's just keep going. Just keep going. Okay.
So what's Byron doing here tonight, Miles? Tell me, get me up to speed here, you know?
Well, a couple things are going on tonight. Byron.
What is today? The 6th or something, isn't it? Yeah, it's the 6th.
It's up to someone's birthday pretty soon. Mr. Jim Morrison is going to have a birthday.
Oh, okay.
And I know as a fact, Byron actually was at Jim's grave.
Right, we had the picture that you have on the Facebook there.
And I wanted to talk to him about that. He did a little tour of Europe, and we were talking about that, some craziness.
If he's the Gunk UK, isn't he living in Europe? I mean, that's what I would figure. The Gunk UK?
Well, we'll ask him.
Oh, okay. Well, you start it off, Miles.
Byron.
Yes.
Tell us about Jim Morrison's grave.
Well, okay. Let's say I was to Paris in August of 2001 with my wife. And this is actually the funny thing, of course, is right before a date that we all don't want to remember. But, you know...
9/11.
Yeah. But basically, we did go and see Jim Morrison's grave. And
in Paris.
Mm-hmm. We, lots of sites in Paris. Very, very great city to visit, you know. And that's just a mandatory thing. You have to see Jim Morrison's grave to go there.
Now, we had talked a little bit off the air, but how did the grave appear now?
Well, yeah, I think a lot of people are aware of how it used to look. You know, the famous, it was pretty much torn off the old grave. You had to completely redo it. So now...
Like dumbasses like Bob would go up and piss on it and write.
I was just going to ask, did you throw up on Jim Morrison's grave? Because I thought that would be the appropriate thing to do, would be to choke a little bit on your own vomit and then throw up. None of that going on, Bob?
No. It was, there was a big group of people around Jim Morrison's grave. I mean, I believe, Bob, that you saw one of my photos.
Yeah.
That had drawings, strewn across the grave.
I did see that.
Yeah, and there was a hippie dude. This guy looked like he was right out of Woodstock, And he was hunkering down over the grave. He's like, "There, Jimbo, I'm drawing you some pictures, Jim." And he was drawing these pictures up and laying them across the grave,
What the hell?
Yeah.
Was it Ray Manzarek?
I don't think it was Ray. No, I don't think it was.
Here's picture number 58. It's Jim. It's you taking a shit. Right here. Look at this. You're pinching off a loaf. Can you believe it?
Did you make love near the grave? I'm just curious.
No.
Okay.
couldn't do that.
That would be the Easy Rider experience, wouldn't it? Be where you drop acid in the cemetery and then screw around, right?
Oh, that was an Easy Rider, wasn't it? Yeah, that was.
Yeah, I think you're confusing. You're mixing your 60s metaphors there.
So some hippie dude was in your way. You had to wait to take your pictures, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. We were there a while, you know. But Pure La Chief Cemetery, that's the cemetery, there's a lot of famous people there, you know. And, I mean, the main, well, besides Jim Morrison, everyone talks about his grave. There's the famous Polish composer Chopin. He's there.
Or as Miles likes to call him, Chopin.
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 But I mean,
Polak composer.
That's right. He's just like you, Miles. He is a Polak composer. He just does not work in beans in the flatulence.
Wow.
Sorry. I didn't know he's Polish. You know, I love Polish people. You know that.
I love the musical fruit like chopping.
The more you eat, the more you toot.
You like kielbasa.
Kielbasa, sausage.
Now the kielbasa thing is a whole other a whole other skill set that Miles has with the kielbasa.
Oh my god! Sorry.
He plays the kielbasa.
The kielbasa.
He used to be able to play his own, but he's kind of grown out of that.
I can't see it now.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's the body has its own defenses for self-abuse. I'll put it that way.
Turtle going back in the shell, I'm gonna tell you.
So keep going. So the hippie guy was there for a while drawing pictures.
Uh-huh.
What was in the pictures?
He was drawing, like, cartoon versions of Jim Morrison.
This is you, Dad.
What's that?
They're like, this is you dead, here's some access for your eyes.
Yeah, yeah.
Your tongue hanging out.
No, I think it was more like the Doors, you know, it was Jim and Ray and Densmore and Krieger. Mm-hmm. And they were all like, you know, looking like Hanna-Barbera. And then they had like some kind of little short manager guy that went with them, and then some kind of animal, like a cat or something. It was like if you ever watched the old Hanna-Barbera's with like Josie and the Pussycats. It was like,
yeah.
Josie and the Pussycats, but the Doors. It was, okay, guys, we got a new gig. We got a gig overseas in Japan. You guys are huge in Japan. Oh, man. Billy, I don't think we can go to Japan. Oh, wait, come on, Jim. It's the best thing ever.
Do they have weed in Japan?
That's right. No, they would have a lizard, right? Because he's the Lizard King. So they have a pet lizard.
Oh, yeah.
It'd be like, Jim, we must go to Japan. They have a lot of upskirt in Japan, Jim. That's what the lizard would be saying to him. And then the other three guys wouldn't talk at all. I mean, that's the whole cartoon. Those guys just kind of exist for background, you know.
So now you saw, like, all of Paris, right?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Now, what was that like? Well, how are French people? I heard, you know, you hear like they're rude and they're kind of dirty and gross and nasty and hairy.
Well.
Wait a minute. You just described yourself, for Christ's sake.
Smile.
Look at the man in the mirror.
Man, well, you know, the French people, they were pretty good people. From what I was expecting, all the snobby waiters, and maybe I got a couple of those, you know.
Yeah.
But for the most part, you know, we had a good time there. Good time.
Did you eat any escargot?
You know, I think I avoided that.
Oh, okay. Just checking.
Yep.
Now, you saw the Eiffel Tower, right?
Uh-huh. That's right.
Now, did you go up in the tower, or?
The tower, we saw it. It's a great, great sight, Eiffel Tower. We went to the Louvre. It's a famous museum. Huge, huge museum.
Yeah, Bob doesn't know that. He's kind of dumb, but
actually, I do. I have the Louvre as a application on my iPod Touch where I can look at all the pictures and zoom into them and everything.
Oh, this is a bullshit story.
It's true. You realize I am much more international than you are.
This is like the crap when you said, "Oh, I watch the BBC Hour every day."
I didn't say I watch it every day. I said,
"Oh, this is more your bullshit to make you look artsy fartsy."
So, did you go? Did you walk down the Champs Elysees?
Oh yes. See, he knows his stuff. He knows that street. Okay.
Or as Miles would say, the Champs Delis. did you guys go see that Champs Delis and maybe get you a picture drawn by one of them artists?
Well, the pronunciation of those French words are very—it's pretty hard, you know. Champs Elysees, you know, it looks like yeah.
What about Maird?
Did anybody say Maird? Or did you see anybody Maird on take a dump on the street? There's my Maird.
Oh, I think some of that was going on.
Did you see where the princess got off at?
Oh, that should be a good tourist destination. You're right. You see where Princess Diana got killed?
No, didn't see that.
Oh.
That's one of the bright spots in that tunnel there.
Yeah.
Oh, you know, we got around our transportation. We went on the metro trains around the whole city. There's, you know, their subway train system. You can get anywhere in the whole city. I mean, you know, the Père Lachaise Cemetery where Jim Morrison is, that we took the train. It was pretty far away, you know. We had to go out on the train to that. You can get anywhere in the whole city on the train system.
Did you go to Disney World, France, Paris?
You know what? I'm not even sure. I didn't even know that was there.
Really? You didn't know there was a Disney World, Paris?
I said, I don't know. I guess there is. I didn't know this.
Well, it's outside of Paris, but there is one there. So.
Okay.
I'm just saying.
Wow.
So Bob's being a little uppity tonight. Don't worry. He's being all
What do you mean
I'm
being uppity?
He's being all uppity. Well, did you go to Disney or?
I mean, you know, you're there. It's not like, you know.
I don't know.
People who live there don't even go, so I don't think I worry about it.
When people laugh over there, it's like, oh, ho, 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 ho.
Oh, Chantal. Did you meet Inspector Clouseau? Were you busted for pot? That's really what we want to know.
No, Inspector Clouseau. Wish I did.
Are the women hairy?
Oh, I think you may have that element, but there's some definite lookers there, too.
Did your wife stop shaving while she was there, just to fit in?
I'm going to ask her about that one.
Oh!
I don't think so.
Evidently, this was in separate rooms or something, or I don't know, you know.
How was the toilet paper?
Oh, well, now, you know, the European system of toilets, that's a whole different thing. That's if you're used to our American system, in Europe you get, like, the duvet, what do you call it? You get the toilet and then the toilet next to it where you kind of wash up. You don't use toilet paper all the time. You know what I'm talking about?
Miles calls that a drinking fountain.
Yeah.
Wait a minute now.
He says, why do they have a drinking fountain next to the toilet? Well, I am parched. I'll be honest with you. And if it would spray out, you know, soda, I'd be in heaven.
Dr. Pepper.
Dr. Pepper. I couldn't remember which one you liked the most.
God, I love Dr. Pepper. Yeah.
So did you partake in the bidet?
I'm sorry, repeat that, please.
Did you use the bidet?
Oh, the bidet? I think I had to. No, it was a little weird. No, I was avoiding it. I was avoiding it, but I finally did try it. You know, it's a weird thing for Americans, isn't it? To partake in a bidet.
Oh my God.
I would think Miles would enjoy that because he certainly does love his proctology exams.
Oh man, I wish I could find my little singing chipmunk I usually have that sings. I know what boys like. I can't find it now, man. I was gonna play that.
Oh, you have that one?
Yeah, I do have one actually. So wait, so you instead of wiping yourself, you got to use this thing? Or?
Well, I believe what I heard about Europe is many of the cities and their system. You know, here we're we can use our toilet paper, you know, and there, I guess, you know, this sounds pretty weird, but they have basically a basket. You have this drop. That's why you use it very sternly, toilet paper, okay? I'll just say that much. They don't want you to flush it down the toilet.
The sewers are ancient there.
Yeah, so sewers are ancient, that's right.
Wait a minute.
They can't handle a lot of that, you know?
Uh-huh.
You can't flush your
You're
paper.
Not supposed to. That's right.
Oh, you just throw it in the trash.
Yes.
That's,
oh, my God.
That's going to be great the next morning.
Oh, yeah. I think they're changed regularly. No.
Oh, my God.
La poopy, la toilet paper.
That's sick.
Yeah.
I just had burritos, man.
Yeah. I think if Miles...
Use that bidet.
Miles would be like... he'd be checking in and says, is there anywhere I need to sign up for the, like, three times a day toilet paper disposal? Because I'm really going to need that, you know what I mean?
Hey, I do go three times a day, so screw you, man.
You do, I'm just saying.
I have irritated bowel, you know, yeah. I do go three times a day.
Is there any kind of check mark here for spatter? Because, what's the French word for spackle?
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
Didn't he prep you, Byron, for being on this show?
I didn't too much. No, I didn't.
So you spent some time in Paris, and you saw Morrison's grave, and you took in the sights.
The Louvre.
The Louvre. Did you like the big glass pyramid they had there at the Louvre? Or was that?
Oh, yeah. That was at the entrance.
Yeah. Down at the bottom was, you know, one of the, Da Vinci's Code, you know, had that guy die down there, yeah.
That's probably the movie to reference the Louvre by, right? The Da Vinci Code.
Right now, yeah, contemporarily, yeah.
Isn't there like an obelisk over there, too, or something?
Oh, that, I'm trying to remember that.
I don't remember an obelisk being at the Louvre, Miles.
Well, you were never at the Louvre, no, come on.
Got it on the iPod, though, I've looked at it.
You've done some virtual tour. Come on.
What
man,
more do
on.
You need? I don't need to get water shut up my asshole to be.
Hey, whatever, man. It's all good.
I can do how the many virtual Americans, thing.
How many Americans can relate to a bidet? You know,
I'd probably be hard pressed there. Although, you know.
Yeah.
The target's probably big enough.
Man.
How was the food over there?
It was decent, but now getting the right service, there was another story. I think I ran into like two of the stereotypes of what you would say of rude waiters, you know?
Yeah.
But the rest was pretty decent, you know?
Like, how rude? Like, what would they do? Like, pissing your
Let's see. Well, my wife, Maggie May, and I were having an argument as we came into one of those. Europe has a lot of those outdoor cafes, which I like. You know, you can sit out, enjoy the day, you know, have your beer. And, we got into some argument about something, and the waiter came up, looked at us, and I go... You know, I'm trying to. I had my tourist book there. Parlez-vous anglais? You know? Do you speak English? And no, I don't. And he walked away. And he walked away from us. That was the one true experience of that.
No, he didn't say "Mère Tête," did he? As he walked away.
No. Yeah, I don't think we stayed there too long.
Oh my God.
No.
Oh, my God.
American swine.
Oh, man. Did he start saying, I'm afraid of Americans? So you actually went to different countries, too, didn't you?
Yeah, we were in, actually, Poland, Germany, and we did a side trip to Paris, that same whole trip.
Wow.
So... It was interesting. I wish the Gonk UK could have done their world tour and seen these sites, but.
What anything interesting in the other countries at all, or?
Yeah, very interesting.
Like hot chicks and stuff?
Well, of course, Miles.
Nude sunbathing?
Oh, you know, I actually, this is scary. Maggie May and I, our honeymoon was in Greece, actually. Oh. We did a little bit of globetrotting in a few years there. So, and,
that evidently got you, that got you prepared for the bidet.
The bidet was in Greece, too. It was. And what I wasn't prepared for was the topless beach in Greece.
Oh, you got some man boobs like Miles Byron. Sorry to that.
I'll just say, but the problem there was we went to the topless beach, not knowing it was a topless beach, and it was us, and then there were two older women on the beach. I'm not sure I wanted to see that either.
Oh, nice. Oh God.
Well, yeah. if you lay on the ground, you know.
I think I'll just go back to the bidet. I'll see you later.
Yeah. They don't believe in the Wonder Bras there, I guess.
Oh, God.
Oh, nice.
Like seeing someone's grandma laying out or something.
They were walking around. It was like a metronome or what?
Something like that.
Oh, I think I got a new song idea. Clank
and
titties.
Give me ideas.
I have a song called Tits Between My Navels.
Oh my goodness.
Oh, man.
Wow.
That's
so you said you went to Poland though. What was big in Poland while you were there?
Oh, Poland, we went, well, now the wife's family, some of her old family still lives in Poland, and we went, let's see, the Warsaw, Krakow, a few of the cities, the big cities,
yeah.
And ate our kielbasa.
For real?
Well, that was your honeymoon.
Well, that wasn't the honeymoon. No.
Oh, okay.
So you had like a sausage fest or something.
Yeah, a sausage fest. That's right.
Yeah, kielbasa.
Oh, no, we were in Poland, and we went to Germany, to Bremen, Germany. Didn't make it to Berlin, but we went to Bremen.
Where's Bremen at? I don't never heard of Bremen.
Bremen.
Where is it at?
That's near, well, it's probably a few hours from Berlin. But it's the Beck's Brewery, I believe, is in Bremen.
Oh, hell.
Oh, Bremen.
Beck's
okay,
Beer
yeah.
Brewery, yeah. Bremen.
I thought you said Brennan. I'm like,
oh. Must be this mic. Okay, you can hear me better now, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was leaning back, yeah.
Pretend it's a bidet.
Oh, you don't want me to do that, do you?
No, I don't know.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
Bremen, I got you.
Yeah, I have Beck's Brewery on my iPod, yeah.
I don't have any Beck's things on my iPod.
Yeah. I've been there.
Never been there. I've never been out of the... I've been to Canada.
Yeah, never been out that don't count.
I actually read, you know, and I take in, culture.
Oh, come on. Unlike, watched Chocolat one time, and now you're all hoity-toity, man. Jeez.
Unlike, you know... I don't watch RV over and over again when I want to go movie
hey,
night.
Screw you. That's a funny movie. That is a damn funny movie.
I'm sure you're going to be on the Old Dogs bandwagon as soon as it hits DVD.
You know what?
Hey, baby, we got to go get Old Dogs in the Red Box.
I'm going to watch Old Dogs. Yes,
I know you will.
You. I'm going to.
Old Dogs?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a new Robin Williams movie.
Yeah.
So what? Now, what's about Germany? Because I'm part German, so tell me about Germany.
Oh, well, Germany was, like I said, we only really saw Bremen.
Right.
And it's a very, very festive city, and they do like their beer.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm trying to remember when I wasn't under the influence there, but...
Bob went to Germany once.
I've never been to Germany.
Yeah, you went to that town called Lickensee Dicken, I think, didn't you?
Oh my goodness. it's like the Henny Youngman right here. Hey,
I got a million of them.
Number one in Germany.
Which country has the hottest women?
Oh my gosh, that's a hard one. You know, it's
I would imagine.
I'm thinking Greece is out. Greece is probably out.
Yeah. I think I'll have to go. Ooh. Well, there's the Polish girls. They're nice. Yeah.
Because I'm part Polish too.
And I would say the French also. I think between Poland and Paris, you know?
Yeah.
And Germany, I don't know. I don't know on Germany. They're nice.
A lot of unibrows, girls like unibrows and stuff.
Yeah.
Ooh, really?
Olga's walking around. But, no, honestly, I think the beer drinking in Germany was, like, almost nonstop, so it's kind of a blur. It's kind of a blur for me, you know?
Well, then they should all look good, right? Because it's beer goggles, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Hey, you remind me of a lady I met in Greece at a beach.
And that beach was not a crowded beach. All it was my wife and I and two old women.
Oh, well, there you go. So yeah. did your wife, you know, join in or no?
I think we were too freaked out.
Yeah.
Did you turn to those ladies and say, are bottoms optional as well, ladies?
I wish I did.
Although you might, you know, they may have beat you in the girth and length there. So, you know.
Oh yeah.
How many euros to make you two kiss? How many?
How many euros?
Oh man. And you know that was before the euro mile.
Okay. How many drachmas or whatever do you want?
I don't think that's what is Greece. I don't even know.
Oh, you know, I'm trying to remember back then. The Greece trip was before the other trip. This is going back to 1998. I don't remember the Greek money right now. It'll come to me. But the Polish money was Walte, Paris, I mean, France, the francs. Well, now it's all euro. It's all euro now, so it probably doesn't matter, you know.
So anything to avoid over there, like anything like don'ts, like, you know, there's like do's and don'ts, like any, like anyone give you any advice, like, well, don't do this or don't do that kind of thing? Or...
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I think he just told me not to speak English in Poland.
What?
You know, there were certain parts of the city where, if you're in the crowded center, like say in Warsaw, there's people that if they hear you speaking English, they're going to hit you up, you know?
Oh, like people will beg you for money?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh, interesting. That sounds like a place for me to avoid.
Uh-huh. Are men or women?
Oh, no. Well, yeah, I'd say mostly they're the men, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Well, like you might find in downtown Chicago the same thing, so it's not a lot different. So.
Hey, Byron. Let me ask you a question. Miles tells me that you can get a $5 hand job out at O'Hare. Is that true?
Hey, come on. Hey, come on now. I was told that in confidence, man. That's bullshit.
No, I'm not sure on that one.
Oh, okay. Just checking.
Yeah. Yeah.
Miles, wow. Where did you hear that story?
I have information. So.
I think. I think he was basically charging himself while I was there waiting for a plane.
Oh, so that's come on. Name. Come on, that was a need-to-know basis, I was told.
Oh, okay, sorry. I don't know, why would you do that? I mean, that's part of the business, isn't it?
I don't know, someone told me. You know, what the hell? You know, I didn't make it up.
I'm a world traveler, god damn it.
Damn it? Damn it?
So any other famous singers' graves have you gone to? Is this like to get... Let me ask you this, is this going to Morrison's grave, was it a way to like pick up on his mojo for... For your band there, or what? Or just an oddity?
Well, that to me, I mean, we kind of thought of it at the end of the trip. We were like, you know, hey, we didn't actually think about that. you know, it was just like a last minute thought, hey, let's go see Jim Morrison, you know, I mean, come on, you know. But no, I mean, it was, that was one of the highlights. I really enjoyed going to that cemetery. That was like, you know, one of those old classic cemeteries, you know. I didn't see anybody else there really. I think we went to see Chopin's grave and then Jim Morrison, and nobody was at Chopin's grave. Everybody's at Jim Morrison's grave. Okay. You know? Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Take a number. Take it like the post office. Hey, guy, I want to come over and see Morrison next. Number 51.
But you guys probably know the old Morrison grave, how it was all desecrated and, you know, like graffiti. Yeah. And I was expecting to see that. I didn't know it had been changed, you know. That's what I was surprised at.
Was there a cover over it, like a something covering the grave?
No, not really.
Because Bob and I had actually seen Danny Sugarman.
Oh, yeah, a long time ago, yeah.
A long time ago, because he says there's really nothing, you know, covering the grave, and it wouldn't take much to dig up that grave, and, you know.
Well, yeah, the grave, you know, you have the headstone. Like I said, they redid it, but they had, like, kind of an open pit in the middle where they were putting stuff, you know. Like, the guy that was drawing the pictures, he was laying them across there. And they were putting flowers and, oh, I think the guy, the hippie dude, was lighting up something. I'll just say it was cigarettes. I'm not sure what else he put it in there, but he was putting them down, lining them up across the grave, too. Yeah.
This is how I deal with grief. Well, who are you to judge?
That's right.
Jim, if you're holding, give me a sign.
Yeah, that's weird. Weird dude.
Yeah, he was fun. He was fun. Good stuff.
So what's up for the Gunk UK now? This coming 2010, you know, we're entering into a whole new decade.
As far as the Gunk UK?
Yeah, what's happening?
Yeah. Well, did you checked out you heard our Christmas jingle, right?
Yeah, what's the if we type in, I went to MySpace, but I can't remember, it was myspace.com/what?
The Gunk UK.
Well, they had to have the THE in front of it, the Gunk UK.
Yes, yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Just so people will know.
MySpace.com. Uh-huh. The Gunk UK. And some of our classic ditties over the years, we posted up there.
And you got some new stuff, right?
Uh-huh. That's right. Always working on the new songs, you know. We are, you know, we have quite a history of playing the pubs across America. That's our thing. It's, you know, we've toured America and the great pubs of America.
The pubs of America.
That's right.
Oh, go pop off to the pub. Listen to the Gunk. So why do you have to separate yourself with UK? Is there a Gunk US?
Well, you know what? It used to be just Gunk. G-U-N-K, nothing else. Mm-hmm. And we still have that logo there, too, but we did find quite a few, you know, we were doing this back early to mid-90s. At that time, I knew of no other band with that name.
Uh-huh.
But as the rise of the internet and I, you know, we finally found, oh, gee, there's a Gunk in, like, every city. There was a lot of Gunks out there, so we're like, wait a minute, we better rethink this whole thing.
We are the new originals then. Like, if you watch Spinal Tap, you know, we're the originals. Then we had to be the new mm-hmm. originals because there was already an original. So mm-hmm. it's you had to be Gunk UK because there's already other Gunks out there. And they beat you to the punch on the internet, my guess is, huh?
I think so. A few of them did. So we thought, what's new? What could be very original here? So, you know, let's think of using UK. What could it mean? It's an unknown because we're from America. We could pretend to be British.
That was my next question was, are you from the UK?
No, mites, we're not.
No mites.
No, we're USA. Yeah, we were almost going to call it the Gunk USA, but UK is kind of a twist, you know. It's not United Kingdom, so we're leading it to your imagination. We were going to say
chaos.
Yeah, utter
like
chaos.
Like in Get Smart, chaos with a K.
Mm-hmm.
Byron actually used to go by a different name, Nigel.
Nigel? Is that your name, really?
Nigel Tufnell?
Nigel, yeah. He used to phone prank people with Nigel, yeah.
That's right.
Fuck.
So, go ahead, Miles. What were you going to say?
No, I think Byron's going to say something.
Oh, go ahead.
Oh, no, you said Nigel. My bird is called Nigel.
Bird isn't like a real bird or...
Real bird, yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, just... Like in England, like you call your wife a bird.
Yeah, or is it your middle finger or, you know...
This bird is flown.
Or do you have like a egg tooth on your penis so you call it a bird or what?
Oh, boy. Jesus.
Sorry.
Bring a guest on.
Hey, Miles, this is the forum. I'm just telling you. I'm just playing it like it is here.
I'm glad I never had my mom do the show. That's all I can say.
Oh, no, your mom needs to be on the show. I need to talk to your mother.
My mom called Bob an asshole once. And,
oh, yes.
Ever since then, he's wanted to have her on the show.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
She'd gotten some eyeliner tattooed or something.
Oh, yeah. His hot mama's got some tattoo eyeliner going on there.
And he's like, what's the point? She's an old bag. She's going to be dead pretty soon. I told my mom this, and she got a little freaked out.
Nice. Wow. That's the way to do it, you know. Just a mama's boy. Mommy, Bobby said you're an old bag and you're going to die. Why'd you get eyeliner, Mommy?
Oh, my God. Yeah.
I bet Bob uses wire hangers.
my mom's not the guy from the B-52s. Okay, it's not Fred. What's his name?
Fred Schneider.
Yeah, it's not Fred Schneider.
Fred Schneider.
You're what?
Yeah.
Miles.
Hey, Fred Schneider released a good punk album as a solo album.
Monster in His Pants.
Never heard that album.
Is it Monster in My Pants? He had an album called Monster in My Pants.
Monster?
No, I think it was called Just Fred.
Oh, Just Fred?
Yep. Look it up.
I'll have to look that up. So no big plans for the Gunk UK, just more pubs and putting out a few new items, huh?
That's right. That's right. We put them out there.
Well, you know, let me give you a tip here, Byron. You know, you could open up a Zazzle store at Zazzle.com. Speaking of that, we have a sponsor, Byron. We have a sponsor, Zazzle.com. And if you can open your own Zazzle store, right? And actually, if the Gunk UK were to open a Zazzle store, you could use our discount codes on your Zazzle store and save up to 10% on an order over $50. It was Static Radio 1. Or, if you use Static Radio 2, you get 12% off of any order over $75. So I think the Gunk UK should open up their own Zazzle store so that people could use our codes at your Zazzle store.
Is that where you got my G-string at?
For the butt pumpkin?
Yeah, that I didn't use.
You know, I may have. I'm not sure.
Yeah. Okay.
I may have, yeah.
Bob bought me a G-string and... A Static Radio G string.
It was for his Static pumpkin. Radio. Let me preface this. It was for his butt pumpkin. So
yeah, I should.
Evidently, it wasn't big enough for his butt pumpkin. So
I gave away my butt pumpkin. I was disappointed with it. So yeah, it'd been defiled. So I got rid of it. Someone did something to it I didn't want them to do. So I had to get rid of it.
So now, let me, on the butt pumpkin, was the stem like in the crack or no?
No.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
Just like one side of it looked like an ass cheeks, like ass cheeks, you know?
Ass cheek pumpkin.
Like,
wait, is that the big pumpkin in your yard, Miles?
This one I grew. It wasn't the big one. It was a much smaller, but I didn't even know it was there. I just flipped it over when I cut the stem, and I go, this looks like some nice cottage cheese ass cheeks, you know?
This reminds the texture of this, I'm touching it, reminds me of something. It reminds me of every morning.
When I go to scratch.
That's right.
So, I enjoyed it. Yeah, I enjoyed it, but I did get rid of it, yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
Nice.
Without a picture as well. I begged him to take a picture. He did not.
You know, maybe I can get Desiree, my wife's best friend, to model this. What do you think?
The thong, you mean?
Yeah.
Oh, whatever.
She might have to shave a little bit, though.
Well, oh, God.
Well, I'm just saying, you know. It's,
You mean her ass cheeks? Or?
Whatever, I'm just saying, you know, whatever.
That'd be cool.
Ouch.
Byron, anything else going on with the Gun QK? I mean, I was on that when we got off on Miles' mother.
Well, I believe... I'm sorry?
Oh, when you said you got off my mother, what the hell? Could you just rephrase that a little bit? Cause I don't want.
Well, isn't she on grannycam.com? I mean,
no, come on. Come on. Jesus. Well, we have a guest on.
All right. I'm sorry.
Well, yes, so the Gunk UK, you ask. We're still in the process of working on our much-anticipated follow-up third EP. If you check out our site, we've done two EPs so far. And the first one was called Filthy World, and the second one was called Slush. So,
Slush?
The Slush EP.
Oh, Slush. Okay.
We have an as of yet untitled third EP, so...
Yeah.
I believe Miles brought on one of my songs that I heard.
I think you should call it 30P. That'd be funny.
What's that?
You call it 30P, like, you
30P,
know.
30P, okay, 30P.
Like the Gunk UK, get it? 30P. 30P, you know, like the British money, you know.
Yeah. Oh, that's my idea. I'll bring it up to Smidge, you know.
Yeah.
Smidge is always up for suggestions.
Now, what's up with Smidge? Now, it's you, right, Byron, Smidge, and who's the... Is there somebody else, or who else is in this band?
Oh, our drummer, our skin man, he's Seth Spuler.
Seth Spuler.
Seth Spuler.
Okay.
Yeah.
And Smidge, and is that it? Is just the three of you, like a power trio?
Uh-huh, we're like the power trio, that's right.
All right.
They're like the violent femmes of, like, you know... Kankakee or something.
Okay.
Yeah. I would have said DeKalb County.
Yeah.
Welcome everybody. We're the modern films of Kankakee.
Byron actually introduced me to the music of the Violent Femmes.
Oh, really?
Back in the day. Yeah, I didn't even know who these guys were. I mean, I'm like, who is this?
During your Cure phase?
That he introduced me to the Cure as well. Oh, yeah. I didn't know who the Cure. I was like, who? What?
You're saying me?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. I didn't know that was me that did that.
Yeah, I didn't know any of that music, man, where I came from, you know.
But Byron said, what kind of music you listen to, Miles? And you go, I listen to both kinds,
country and Western.
And
Western, yeah. No, everyone was like listening to like, you know, like Bruce Springsteen, that Born in the USA album. You know,
oh, God.
You know, that Bon Jovi and all that crap that was out, you know.
Bon
Jovi. Hair metal.
Yeah, it was all that metal was out and stuff. So I'd never heard any of this music, you know, and then I ran in, you know, to Byron, and he's like, hey, man, what's this? And I was like, wow, what is this, you know? Like, boom, you know, boom.
And what was it, Speedy Motorcycle, right?
I don't think Byron knows YOLO Tango.
Oh, okay.
He knows.
No, I do.
Oh, excuse me.
Oh.
How about Shonen Knife?
Shonen Knife. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Three chicks, right? Oh,
yeah, see? There you go.
Bong Water. You know
Bong Water.
Remember what song they sang, Bob?
Power Pussy.
The Power of Pussy, yes.
Wow.
So yeah. Who are your influences, Byron? What influences you and the Gunk UK?
Oh, we're pretty much everything, you know, punk rock, old school, Clash, Buzzcocks, Sex Pistols, Johnny Cash, of course. You have to say him.
Oh, Johnny! I was gonna say Johnny Cash. We used to play Ring of Fire. Yeah. Ring of Fire. I fell into a.
You've heard of the Ruttles?
Ruttles, yes.
The Ruttles, yeah.
All you need is cash.
Yeah.
The Ruttles kind of were the predecessing band of Spinal Tap.
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
Does Byron's a huge fan of Spinal Tap, actually.
Oh, you have to be.
So do your amps go to 11 or no?
I'm sorry, can you repeat that?
Do your amps go to 11 or no?
I'll go to 13.
It's three more, and it's unlucky. It's just like us. We're three,
right.
And we're unlucky. Three more.
Yeah, we got a nice bio written up on our MySpace about the band's history. I don't know if Bob, if you read that or.
I didn't read the bio, to be honest with you. I went straight to the music and was listening to it.
You listened to the whole thing, or?
I listened to the whole Christmas song, and I listened to a smattering of the other ones that were the new ones, not any of the old ones yet. So.
Right.
I'm limited on time. I'm too busy looking at Louvre pictures and, you know, watching the BBC.
Of course. Eskimo tube.
Yeah, you know.
Steady beaches in Greece.
That's right.
You know, I get easily distracted, so.
Grannycam.com.
Yeah, Grannycam, there you go. I'm like, let me see, Mama Tidal.
Oh, you're a fucking douche.
Oh my gosh, you should see all the videos they have out here on this. Oh my gosh.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So now I, and for folks listening, I have no idea if that's a real URL or not. So don't go there unless you really want to, I guess. But the Granny Cam one.
Yeah.
So anyway, Miles, did you get through everything for Byron?
Yeah, you know, I have more stuff for another night, but we'll save it. So we just.
Are you sure? We can keep.
Yeah,
going.
No, we'll save it. Yeah, okay. Byron has some exploits, but I don't want to go into it without.
Oh, go.
Yeah, we don't want to go into that with.
We'll save that for another time.
Other time.
Well, yeah, like whenever your EP gets released, you'll have to come back on, you know, and you could do a whole thing, and then maybe I could actually put some of the music out on here too, a little bit, like a sampling.
I wanted to thank you, Bob, because Miles, I think, brought my song way a while back, the instrumental piece.
The Fat Lady one?
Yeah, the Fat Lady thing. Right.
Yeah, we can end with that. I have it here. I have it all. I got it queued up and everything. So
there you go.
So Miles, are we good for this session?
We're done. Thank you. Thank you, Byron, for coming on the show.
Thank you very much, guys. I appreciate it.
Thanks, Byron.
Thanks for having me.
And hold on while we play out here. Hold on for just a minute while we play out with the Fat Lady Sings by the Gunk UK, myspace.com/thegunkuk.